An unseen force pushed her up, setting her back against the pillows as Priapus doffed his robe. Grace's eyes widened at the sight of his nudity and his erection. Another wave of fear washed over her. "You may speak now," he said, as he moved to recline by her side.
"Why do you want to do this to Julian?"
His gaze darkened in anger. "Why? You heard him. His name was revered by everyone who heard it, while my name was seldom spoken aloud even in my mother's temples. Even now I am mocked. My name is all but lost to antiquity, while his legend is told and retold around the world. Yet I am a god, and he is nothing but a bastard seed, not even fit to inhabit Olympus. Get your hands off her, you worthless footnote! You're not fit to wipe her shoes!" Grace's heart pounded at the sound of Julian's voice. Raising her head from the pillows, she saw him standing below the dais where they were. He stood in the center of the room wearing nothing but jeans and holding his sword and shield.
"How?"
Priapus demanded as he left the bed. Julian smiled evilly. "The curse is lifted. My powers are returning. I can now track and summon all of you."
"No!"
Priapus shrieked. Instantly, his body was covered in armor. Grace fought against the force that held her as Priapus grabbed a sword and shield from the wall above her head and attacked Julian. Mesmerized by the spectacle, she watched as brother fought brother. Never had she seen anything like it. Julian whirled gracefully in a macabre dance as he met his brother fierce blow for fierce blow. The floor and bed shook from the intensity of their battle. No wonder Julian had become a legend. But after a few minutes, she saw Julian stagger. He lowered his shield.
"What's the matter?" Priapus taunted, using his shield to press Julian back.
"Oh, I forgot. The curse may be gone, but you're still drained from it. It will take days before you reach your full strength again."
Julian shook his head and raised his shield higher. "I don't need my full strength to beat you."
Priapus laughed. "Brave words, little brother."
He brought his sword down across Julian's shield. Grace held her breath as they began hammering blows again. Then, just as she was sure Julian would win, Priapus tricked him into overextending his reach. As soon as Julian's side was unprotected, Priapus brought his sword up and sank it into Julian's stomach. Julian dropped his sword.
"No!"
Grace screamed in horror.
His face a mask of disbelief, Julian staggered back, but couldn't go far with the sword still in Priapus's hand, and now in his side.
"You're human again," Priapus sneered as he twisted the sword. He lifted his foot to Julian's hip and kicked him back. Free of the sword's blade, Julian staggered, then fell to the floor. His shield clattered loudly as it hit the ground next to him. Priapus was actually smiling as he stood over Julian.
"You may not be able to die by mortal weapons, little brother, but you can die by immortal ones."
The force holding Grace released her. As fast as she could, she ran across the room to where Julian lay on the floor, covered in blood. His breathing came in short, sharp gasps as his entire body shook.
"No!"
Grace sobbed, pulling Julian's head into her lap. Horrified, she stared at the gaping wound in his bare side.
"My